Welcome to The Shotlist, your ultimate guide to the world of fashion photography and videography. I'm Carla, fashion photographer and art director based in Barcelona. And with me, I have Jessica.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I am from Zurich in Switzerland. I usually speak German, so bear with me with my English. I'm a fashion videographer. I'm doing editorials. I'm filming at Fashion Week. I do backstage, all that kind of stuff. And I would describe myself as like a typical Swiss. I really like to be organized and punctual. I'm rather quiet and I like observing. But I'm not rich and I don't eat chocolate and
Damn
cheese
it.
all the time. I'm sorry for everyone who expected that, but
What a disappointment.
yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so going back in time, do you remember when you decided you wanted to get into videography, fashion, where that interest came from?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that wasn't as obvious because I first chose a totally different pathway. I made a bachelor's degree in education to become a teacher because in Switzerland, I don't know how it is in Spain, but in Switzerland, loads of people have like the mindset that you need to be financially stable, have like a good income, have a 9-to-5 job, and then like do all of that stuff.
I think that's very universal,
yeah.
Point of view as a parent that
yeah,
that was implemented on our minds. So
I
fair
think
enough.
So, yeah. And I grew up thinking that way until I really got to the point where I noticed it wasn't fulfilling me at all. And I kind of reflected of who I am as a person and what my interests are. And I remember that videography was always an interest of mine. As a child, I had a video diary that will never see daylight again.
It will be the extra episodes soon.
Oh my God.
Coming soon.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's horrible. And I was always like the kid in the class whenever we had to do like presentations. I raised my hand and I was like, can I do a video instead? And stuff like that. And I also remember that fashion always interested me. Because like when I was playing with dolls, I was never actually interested in a part of playing like family and stuff like that. I was interested in dressing those dolls.
Just putting on fashion shows with Barbie.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And yeah, I combined those two interests and it really clicked for me. Like it was an obvious choice now looking back at it. It's what interested me the most. Since I'm a kid,
always go with your gut.
Yeah, exactly. Took me quite a bit to realize
okay,
it, but
okay.
I'm here now. Yeah, how did it start for you?
So for me, kind of like the same thing, a bit cliche. Well,
yeah.
Very cliche. Used to love fashion as a kid. I made my mom buy me like a tiny mannequin.
Aww.
And I would attempt to make some clothes. Turn out horrible.
No.
They've been burned.
Aww.
Gone. Like, I don't even, you know, there's no track record of those, so it's all good.
I should burn my video diary as well. Yeah.
But I remember I would try to make those clothes. Either I was watching America's Next Top Model.
Oh, yeah.
Or Project Runway.
Yeah.
And Project Runway, I think back of my mind, I was like, okay, I'm getting ready to like be part of this show when I grow up. No, like it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I watched Germany's Next Top Model, which is like the equivalent.
Yeah. So, you know, just trying to project my future. And then when I was a kid, I also used to say, so when I grow up, I want to live in New York,
classic.
Work as a photographer, and work for the National Geographic.
That's really specific.
Yeah, it's very specific. Now, keep in mind, I like fashion. So National Geographic, fashion, not sure what I was going for there. But
yeah.
I mean, I was like 5 or 6. So
you
I was a
know.
Kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It was the only magazine my grandma used to buy me. So
yeah, but the direction was given.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I had needed to tweak some part of the plans, but it was the right direction.
The vision was there.
Exactly. I had the vision. Now I just need to find the steps.
Perfect.
So if we move forward, I went to high school and was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go and study international relations. And then I was like, because in my mind, I thought it meant travel.
Yeah, of course.
And like, I don't know, meeting people around the world. Like, obviously, I was very wrong. And then I went for a more of a, oh, let's try and see what's, you know, I was interested in engineering.
Yeah, that's
at least it was like a
completely
photography
different.
And visual engineering. So kind of like a bit more directionate, but still far off of what I really enjoyed. And then I did my exchange year in the US and I took the photography class there in high school. And my teacher, Mr. Murphy, was like, yeah, go for it. Like, I see you have some kind of like sensitivity or have the eye. Kind of like pushed me and gave me some confidence to go like to my parents and be like, yeah, I want to study photography and do it like very like, yeah, I'm convinced like this is my thing and not have them, you know, not having a doubt. So they wouldn't be like, well, are you sure you don't want to try something else? And they were like, it's fine. Like, if you think you like it and you're going to enjoy it, go for it. So I went off, did my bachelor's in photography, learned about everything from like how to take product photos, film, how to develop in a dark room, everything, video. So that was really nice. And then I did my master's in fashion photography and art direction and another one in high-end retouching.
That's so cool. I think sometimes we actually need those people to push us towards our like dreams and passions.
You just need one like one person to like trust you to give you the confidence and then go for
it. Especially when you grow up like I did with like a family who's also really oriented in like having that financial stability and stuff. They're not the ones telling you, oh yeah, creative, that's cool, let's go freelance. Like, no.
Dream life.
We need those people to push us.
So now here we are trying to make it, trying to figure out how to navigate this world of like freelancing, fashion, figuring everything out.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why I joined Taste Club.
Yeah, same.
For those who don't know what Taste Club is, Taste is an independent magazine from the UK.
Yep.
And they have this Taste Club where it's a community where you can just meet other creative, post jobs, anything you want, and post your projects, ask for people in collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you join Taste Club?
For me, it was to have like a community, because in Switzerland, I don't know how it is in Spain, but in Switzerland the like fashion community is pretty small, or like the creative community in general. And as I said, people have like, I think the mindset here in general is different. It is less supporting of like creativity and more supporting of the financial side. That's really stereotypical for Swiss people. So I felt like I needed a community and connect with like-minded people, because it can feel pretty lonely at some point when you don't have that. So I logged in, and on the 24th of February, I posted my first question, and I was asking if anyone wants to connect during Paris Fashion Week, and that's where you answered me and where everything started.
Yes. I saw it and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Finally, let's do this.
Because I did post a similar question a month before or something and no one answered.
That's
in
so
hindsight,
sad.
Probably it was way too early, so no one knew really if they were going or not. But I was like, okay, this is shit. Like, I don't think.
No.
Okay, I'll be all by myself. Like, it's fine. I'll get over this. So I commented, like, really not expecting to actually end up meeting. Because, you know, sometimes these things are like, let's meet up. And
nothing happens. Never happens. Yeah. I had more people responding to my question, but, like, nothing happened.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping we all created, like, a small group.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, it's fine. Like,
I'm super happy how it turned out. I don't want to talk it down or anything.
No. It's been a great experience.
Yeah.
So now, how we actually met in person, because it was kind of like a not a drama. Well, for you, it was more dramatic than me. I was already there. So I was kind of calm and chill, but
no.
Go ahead. Explain your arrival to Paris.
So for me, it was the day I was arriving in Paris, and it was really stressful. A lot went wrong. Like, arriving in Paris, I couldn't find a luggage storage, so I had to walk through, like, the streets of Paris with a huge luggage and, like, my backpack, and already exhausting, and this was terrible. And then I found a really, like, sketchy little kiosk that they had. Apparently, you could give your luggage to them. I mean, I haven't had another option, so I just gave it to them, but I was really worried. And then I arrived at the Dior show, realizing I forgot my battery in my luggage as well.
Yay.
Amazing. Let's do street style without battery. And then I asked another, because there are loads of photographers around, if I could lend a battery. And she was the nicest girl ever. So I got her battery. The only thing was that it was really, really stressing me out, because I needed to give it back to her. And in that crowd of, like, photographers, to ever find her again seemed impossible. But yeah. And then the other problem in the crowd was, like, finding you. Like, someone you've never seen in real life is already difficult. But in that crowd, it was a whole other level.
I mean, we should have met, like, outside of the show area, and then,
exactly.
you know, be like, let's meet up in front of, like, this coffee shop. Not oh, let's meet up at the Dior show where a bunch of people is there. So for a while, because I think I was a bit late. Because I thought
I was
it was on the it was on the other side of the park, and it was all the way, which is maybe like 20 minutes walk. And I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah. You underestimate traveling time in Paris.
Yeah, I was like speed walking. Like, okay, I'm gonna make it. I'm like, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So for a while, we were sending each other our life location.
Yeah.
But at some point, it didn't make any sense.
No.
So, she goes, lots of people. There is a girl in a blue coat, one with pink hair, one is laughing. Sure, she's going to be laughing for like 10 minutes until I'm there.
Exactly. And you have to imagine, like, while listening, you have to imagine a huge crowd with loads of photographers, celebrities, fans, and just people watching. Like, you just have to imagine it.
It's like being on a concert crowd, kind of.
Yeah.
And trying to find someone you've never met.
Exactly.
Like, that's the vibe.
Exactly.
And then she's like, oh, I'm still here. And I'm like, well, I don't see you. I'm near the blue and pink hair. And you ask, what are you wearing? And then I go with the most basic answer. Black coat, camera in my hand, and then, as if it were to help, a gray blazer.
Underneath the black coat. Like, as if not every second or third photographer was wearing exactly that outfit.
And then, by some miracle, we made eye contact, and we're like, is that you? Yeah, that's me. So, and then here we are.
Yeah, we made it work.
Podcast.
Yeah, somehow. We survived this uncomfortable stare. Like, everyone who has ever met someone from the internet knows that the uncomfortable eye contact before you say, are you? Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, fine.
Nice to meet you.
Oh my god, we made it.
Yeah, we made it. We made it through a few shows.
Yeah.
A lot of rain.
Oh yeah.
A bit of gossip here and there.
Oh, I love that. I love our gossip. I love when you, like, when you can gossip with someone, that's when I feel comfortable, because I can let my guards down and be like, yeah, that's shit. Have you heard of that? Yeah.
Yep, so here we are. Here's how we met.
Yeah.
And I would say that we got it.
And what can our listeners expect from our podcast?
What can they expect?
Yeah.
Well, very good question. But if not, we're still trying to figure out, I think, ourselves, but we have the direction we want to go to.
Yes.
So what's our direction, Jessica?
So we want to share our experiences and grow a community and make the world of, like, fashion videography and photography and everything around it, like styling, makeup, everything, more accessible to people that are like us, like international people who are having the same dreams and passions. And we're really happy to answer questions as well and just having fun doing exactly that together in this podcast.
Yep, perfect answer. Nothing else to add there. Tipskies. Okay, well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.